What is happening? This, that, and those listeners. How is everybody doing today? Hope you guys are doing super well. Today, we are going to have one of my favorite guests that I've talked to on the podcast, actually, is coming back on. It's David Murphy. He's a comic out there doing his thing in LA. He's killing it. And thing about Murph is that, like, he is living his life the way that I think everyone should be striving for. He's traveling when he can, experiencing different cultures, and just, you know, when people say, like, live your life to the fullest or whatever, this guy is really doing it. And something I admire. I'm going to talk to him probably about, you know, some of the places he's traveled since Bali. Maybe get into... I've been on this weird happiness kick about, you know, what you can do to naturally make yourself happier. So I might ask him some stuff about that. We'll probably play all day, no way. Ask him those answer the internet questions. And I don't know. We'll see where it goes. Let's do it. All right, so I'm going to go give him a call, and then you know how it goes. I'll give him a call, and we will start the podcast right when me and him are on the phone. I'll be right back. All right, so I am joined once again by David Murphy, who I said that you're one of my favorite people that I've talked to just because of, you know, the way that you go about living your life. And how we talked after your Bali trip. I don't know, where else have you gone since then?
Bali, man, where have I been? I think Turkey was like a month ago.
Oh, yeah, I did see that. How was that? Did you go in a hot air balloon?
Yeah, I went hot air ballooning in a city called Cappadocia.
Was it winter time there?
Yeah, it was winter. It was snowing, so it was like really like it was cold as hell. But it was nice. Like the when you're up in the hot air balloon, everything's like snow capped. You know, so all the mountains and everything is all white in the morning with the sunrise coming up. When you leave on the hot air balloon, it's like 5:30 in the morning. So by the time you're up really high, it's like sunrise, like the sun's come up over the rise, it's crazy.
Right. Was it freezing in the hot air balloon too?
Yeah, like super cold. So what I didn't know is that, you know, before you get on the hot air balloon, you're like in the snow, so it's like, I didn't bring the right snowshoes, so I didn't think I'd be in the snow. So you're walking around in the snow, and you realize your shoes, your socks are getting wet from being snow.
Oh, geez.
And so by the time you go up in the hot air balloon, it's like my feet started to freeze, like, when I was in the hot air balloon, so I was, like, stomping around, trying to, like, get blood to my feet, but it was so cold. At one point, I thought I was going to have to tell the guy to lower the hot air balloon. I was like, I have to get to, like, my feet are... I was like, I'm not willing to lose toes over this view.
This is pretty, but...
You're only like an hour and a half. You know, your feet are freezing. Like,
right.
I couldn't feel my feet at all. Like, at all.
Right. It's pretty... It's a nice view, but it's not worth losing your toes over.
Yeah, so I told him, I was like, how much longer? And he was like, he kept going higher. We had a guy who was like really trying to get him like Guinness or something like that. We must have went up like... 10,000 feet or 12,000 feet. It was so high.
Holy
shit. Like, I had no idea how air balloons went, like, that high.
Was it, Was that like an expensive place to go visit?
No, actually not.
Really?
We went in the winter. So it was their winter, so it was like snowing in the mountains, but it was like their slow season. So yeah, it was like hot air balloon. Now you can eat, if you ate in Turkey, I'd say most meals, if you ate like at a restaurant or something, would be like $8 probably.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That's very, you should be a fucking travel agent.
Yeah, there's a good thing to probably, like a KFC, like a meal at KFC, like a, if I remember looking at that, a meal at KFC would be like $3, $2.70 or something.
Wow. Said, when you went to Bali, that was pretty inexpensive too, Bali, right?
Yeah. Well, because what happens is, like, sometimes I look at the, there's a, on YouTube, you can just search, I'll just search cheapest countries.
Oh, really?
So people do blogs and be like, oh, like, this country's really cool, but it's super cheap. Like, I looked at countries the other day and I saw, like, Bulgaria and, like, Croatia and, like, some other, you know, besides the Asian, Southeast Asian countries.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many cheap people don't realize are, like, super cheap. Most people think the white countries aren't cheap, you know?
Right.
People think around they think you only have to go to Asia or like South America.
Yeah.
There's countries in Europe that are super, like, I think Bulgaria, you could stay in hotels for like $30 a night or something. It's like,
that's not bad at all.
Under 40, yeah. Yeah, man. So, yeah, it's definitely doable, I'd say.
Right.
Where else? So, I'm thinking about going on a trip soon, on like another trip. But I'm not totally sure where I'm going to go. But I made a list the other day, and I had like I think Peru, Croatia.
Peru's on my bucket list too.
Yeah, I was thinking about that. Budapest's really cheap apparently. Sri Lanka's really cheap. Bulgaria, Chile. Where am I? Scandinavia would just be fun.
Did you go to Turkey by yourself?
No, we're my ex-girlfriend, we're friends now, but we dated, I've shot with her maybe too late.
Is this the earthy girl that wanted to honor you?
Oh, no, I forgot about her, no. I forgot Shannon. I haven't talked to her in a while, but, no, this is Italian, I dated a girl that's Italian, we're friends now, but my Italian, she's a stewardess.
Okay.
For a project.
I actually went to the Brendan Schaub comedy show last night in Cleveland, and I really think that the set he did last night, I'm a huge Schaub fan. I think the set last night was a little bit better than the special. I love the special. I know. That's an unpopular opinion for some reason, but right. Actually, I'm gonna move this inside. I forgot that there's planes fucking fly over every 5 minutes. But I think he seemed a little bit more comfortable, I guess.
Yeah, he's probably nervous, man. He's like, I'd imagine, you know, he's been doing for 2 years, so it's probably, you know.
Right, right, and,
He's been especially up to 2 years, it's probably, like,
I don't understand the people that hate on him so hard for doing comedy. I just found this out last night when I posted, like, because I met him and I posted a picture, and there's like an entire community of people on Twitter that just hate comics. They just it blew my mind. It's like, you have nothing better to do. I looked at that because I went to their pages and it was just nothing but hate for all these different stand-ups. I'm like, that, like, you probably have kids and you have a job. Like, what are you doing? You know?
Yeah, it's pretty wild, man. People also like to put you in a box.
That's very true.
They put put you in a box, they see you as one thing, and they want you to be only talented or at one thing, you know? Like, so
yeah.
Like a boxer, they're like, oh, I don't want you to be also be able to be an RB thinker. I don't want you to, you know, like, just the one thing you do, and that's in my brain, that's the easiest way for me to comprehend you and put you in a box.
Right.
You know, somebody's like, oh, if you're a model.
Yeah.
If you're like a runway model or something like that, you shouldn't be able to design clothes.
Yep.
Or, you know, or you shouldn't be able to rap or something.
Exactly. Yeah, I agree with that 100%. But I also met his openers, Ahsan.
You met Ahsan Ahmad?
Yeah, and I actually, because I name dropped for you, and I said that I had you on my podcast and like Michael Anocci, and they were like, oh, that's so bizarre because those are people like that we know. And
I
was just like, exactly.
I saw him like literally 3 days ago, 2 days ago at the Comedy Store when I was walking through.
I was just gonna say the dude is super talented.
Yeah.
Him and Derek. What's his last name?
Derek Poston.
Yes. Yeah, both of those guys were super talented. And it's always good seeing new up and coming guys.
In comedy it's such a small world, like you start seeing all the same people and whatever, and those guys are really funny. I love those guys, good times.
Right. I wanted to talk a little bit, like, because you seem, at least, you seem like a very happy guy. Is that pretty accurate? I've been on, like, this weird kick of, like, finding happiness and, like, how, I guess, fitness is directly, like, responds with being happy. And, like, I remember me and you were trying to plan this podcast, we were working around each other's schedules. You sent me a picture of you, I think, running at one point. I don't know. Like, what do you think about the correlation with when your body's in good condition, that it's, like, directly affecting your mind?
Ask it again, I'm sorry.
Like, because I've been doing, like, a lot of reading and listening to different podcasts, and they're always talking about when you are going out and you're working out and you're pushing your body and putting your body under that stress, that it has, like, some type of effect on your brain, and, like, even with sleep, too. Like, people a thousand years ago didn't need sleeping pills, you know what I mean? Like,
They were
tired from being out and doing shit all day that they just went to sleep. And I was just like curious what your opinion is on how fitness directly relates to happiness.
Okay, well, my opinion is, like, I think it's more like you get endorphins that you release when you run or you work out. I feel like, you know, it's really crazy when I'm running or exercise, I feel like a sense of pride for doing something that day.
Right.
And so that affects my mood. I feel like proud, kind of. Even though it's something I only know I did, you know, like people in the street don't know.
Yeah.
But I'm like, if I ran 5 miles, I'll be like, I'll walk around in my head like, I did that today. Like, I accomplished something.
Right.
I think there's a study, I believe, that I saw or something that said if you should be falling asleep within, like, I think I might be off a couple minutes, but like 6 to 8 minutes.
Oh my God, of laying down?
Night, like, that means you optimize your day. Like, when you lay down, you should fall asleep at least within 10 minutes.
Is that where you're at?
Some days it depends. Probably not with, like, the social media and stuff. But when I have, like, full days, when I, like, you know, like, when I run a lot of errands or work out, like, all this stuff, like, I fall asleep quick, you know.
Yeah.
I've had times where I was doing, like, and I would do this. You know, you had a long day. I remember I've had days where I was like doing like a an independent film I was working on, like two independent films at the same time. So I was doing both things all day. So I was working like 18-hour days or 17-hour days. Mm-hmm. But I remember I would come home, and I've only had this few times in my life where I was so tired, I needed to turn on any lights. Like, I just walked into my to my apartment, closed, like, you know, literally opened the door to my room, and then, like, literally took off my jacket and just, like, fell on the bed.
Right.
On top of the seat. Like, right. That tired. And before you know it, the water's going off again, but...
Did you have an independent film? Is it out yet?
Yeah, it was years ago.
Oh. I actually saw that you posted about how you were filming with, I forget what company, about you filmed a set of yours? Oh, one of your stand-up sets?
Yeah, for Revolt TV. Revolt, it's like a cable station that I think P. Diddy runs or owns or... so yeah, I think that'll be out next month. We all did like, I don't know how to edit it, but you know, we did an 8-episode, two comics per episode. And I think we did like 14, 15 minutes that they'll probably edit it down to 10 or 12 or something. I don't know. They didn't tell us really good.
Is that going to be like the first thing that you've had? Like produce
yeah,
like that way.
Yeah, but they get first TV credit.
Right.
So yeah, that's pretty cool. Like, and it's just, it's also really cool to see. You know, like the bad thing and the good thing is like you as a comic you get stuff up on a TV creditor. That's really which is really cool.
Mm-hmm.
But the bad thing is that comics the jokes are always like they're like living in. They're like kind of living, breathing thing. So
right.
So you, as soon as you do it, you know, 2 weeks later you have a new tag
mm-hmm.
that's better, that works better. You have a new way of work, reworking a certain joke. And you're like, damn it!
Is that how it always is?
Yeah, I'm sure Brendan has things that on his specialty, which he
right
change or add something to. Or
he actually
longer on this part.
He actually did one of the jokes from his special. Yesterday, he probably just doesn't have like another full hour yet. So he did like, you know, one of the jokes, but there was a couple of things that were tweaked that I caught on and I was like, oh, I bet that was one of those, like, I wish I would have said this kind of things.
He's a big dude. He's a huge dude too, man.
Right. Right.
I can't imagine being
an octagon
with that guy.
Dude. Same here, man. And like it's so funny. That's another part that's funny about like the keyboard warriors. Cause it's like you would never, ever, ever, ever say that to somebody. Not let alone like take away the fact that he was a UFC fighter. Like you would never say it to anybody face to face, like, oh my god, you're a sellout or I can't believe you're paying for promotion or whatever they want to say. It's like you'd never say this to that person. So why are you doing it behind a keyboard when your avatar is like the silhouette of an egg? Do you run into that at all?
Where in terms of what?
Like reading the comments and like if anybody says like dumb shit.
God, no. I did something one time for like Funny or Die. Like,
mm-hmm.
Funny or Die had like a stand-up kind of like special where they put it on the internet.
And, okay.
And people just commented. And that's what I learned. I'll never look at comments. Like, they're kind of funny, though, but I just can't.
Right.
But it makes sense. I think people take the comments sometimes so seriously, but I think, like, I mean... Mean comments are funnier, you know?
Right.
Like, I think it's funny, but like, look at this guy's shirt. It looks yeah. like da da da. Like, that's funnier.
Like there's definitely people that are just trying to get a laugh.
I love this shirt. So I think a lot of people are just going for the funny, but it can't come off on the internet. Like,
right.
Like, I've had times where I like just wrote somebody on the but it's just, I just want to be funny. Like, you know, but they read it. They probably like, damn, this dude just fucking hates on me right now.
Right.
My shirt. I'm like, that's funny. I don't really even care, but it's funny.
Right. They just, you can't hear the intent behind somebody.
Yeah, you can't hear the, because it's not your boy, you know, it's not your, like, mm-hmm. look at this guy. If I write, look at this guy. He looks like he's homeless. You know, like
they're just like, why is this dude attacking me?
Yeah, why is this dude like shitting on me, bro? Like, fuck you. What do you wear? You know,
right?
But if your boy tells you that, like, you walk up to him in the street and you're like, oh, look at this dude. He looks like he's homeless.
Right.
You know, you're like, oh, it's funny in that way. But
yeah, you're like, what the?
I think there's no familiarity, like, and yeah, I think it's slippery slope to start reading comments like that. I think that can just take suck your soul out of you, especially because the way our brains, human brains, work. You know, you'll think it's bigger than it is. Like, if you have 200 comments that are all negative,
right?
You think the entire world hates you.
Right.
Like, you could have 10,000 likes, but you like 200 like negative comments.
Right. You're like. I totally understand that. I searched myself on Twitter one time, just like my name, not my at thing. And one of the things that somebody said, I totally forgot about this. They were like, who does this John Thozeski think he is? This pretentious, they call me like a pretentious guy that thinks that everything is owed to him and that his opinion is always right. And I was like, I don't know who they're talking about, but I don't think that's me. It was just like, I don't know who you are even. Like, it was like somebody I think I went to high school with, or I don't even know who he was really, but it was pretty funny to see that, you know, one of those hate comments coming towards me. When I'm so used to reading them about everybody else.
Yeah, it's always like, it's just people are internet, they're probably bored, and like, you know.
Right.
And people just want some interaction sometimes. You know, they'll say things just to get a rise out of you, just to see if you read. And they're like, oh shit, I can't believe you're like, wrote back to me, you know, like.
Right, yeah, that's like, true.
You know, people are like, oh my god, because it's like you're sending the message out into the ether. Into the universe, kind of, and somebody writes back to you. It's I'd probably write something negative to God if I could, if it meant him replying.
Right. Yeah. That's one of the weird things about social media is that, like, a lot of people that have a big following don't respond to all the people that are talking about how much they love them. They only respond to those people that are talking shit. It's like,
exactly.
So they're just feeding the trolls.
Girl, I remember we were released years ago. We wrote to a girl online. She's girl's gorgeous. Like on like Instagram. She had 700,000 followers. She's gorgeous.
Okay.
And I remember I wrote to my friend like on her page, like, ah, she's all right. You like this kind of thing, you know? And my friend's like, yeah, I totally agree. You know, we're both, like, being sarcastic.
Yeah.
And she messaged me. She's like, I'll have you know. I think I put a little bit too much makeup. I was like, if you're in this kind of thing, I think a little bit too much makeup. I think I put or something like that. She was like, I'll have you know I'm barely wearing makeup in that. And then she messaged me. And this girl was drop dead gorgeous. Drop dead. And I was like, oh, my God, this chick messaged me. You know, like.
Excited.
Yeah, like, bro, I thought people's brains were there. Like, I want to get, like, a comic and see a whole room of people laughing, and the one person not laughing, they'll be like, what's up with you? Like,
right.
Like, yeah, look at this fucking guy. Why aren't you laughing? You know?
Yeah. That, yeah.
You ignore the 300 people that are
I've definitely seen that.
Yeah.
And it's, like, it kind of takes away from the show, because, I mean, for me, like, I like going to comedy shows that are in smaller rooms rather than, like, I've seen, like, Tom Segura and stuff, but obviously when he goes on tour, he's only doing theaters, but I would rather go to a $20 show at a small place where it's more intimate. That's just how, like, I feel about, like, I would definitely, if there's somebody I want to see, I'm not going to not go because it's a theater, but the smaller rooms are definitely my favorite to go to.
Yeah.
Do you like, because you act as well, which is also super weird because I'll be like, I'll see like a commercial, like the, like that one truck commercial. And I'm like,
oh, yeah.
I'm like,
yeah,
he looks so familiar. And then I see you post and I'm like, that's fucking Murphy.
Yeah.
And then people be like, what are you talking about? I'm like, I know him.
Yeah. Yeah, the Dodge Ram.
So, do you like acting more, or do you like doing stand up more?
Stand up 1,000% more. Acting's kind of. I literally think I only do the acting stuff to make some money here and there. You know, like
right.
Like stand up is way more fulfilling. Stand up's just the most. Like I do it every. You know, right now I'm on. Like you know, I'm trying to just keep it. You know, many days in a row I can just keep going. You know. Mm-hmm. Without taking a day off, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I think I'm on day 53 now.
Holy shit. Good job.
There's some people do more, you know, like, but.
Right.
You gotta keep it doing every day. Just go do stand up or go to open mics or just whatever it is, some kind of comedy every day, a show or mics or both, you know?
Right. They talk about Chris D'Elia like that. Like, he just goes out as much as he possibly can too.
I literally saw him last night. I saw him last night with Lenoci. I was talking with Lenoci last night at the Comedy Store.
Is it weird like being around like those huge name comics?
No, because they're always pretty cool. Some of them come and go really quick if they come to a club, but
oh, okay.
For the most part, they're like accessible. Like you know, they're like. Right. It's like community, so it's like, you know, like
people
doing a comedy. You could be a year, you could do a comedy for 6 months and end up having a conversation with a guy who's doing it for 20 years.
Right. Right, which is one of the things I love about comedy is that it seems like such a tight-knit group.
I've been at a bar, you know, like at the bar at the Improv,
mm-hmm.
Hollywood Improv, and then, you know, just like people are letting out of a show and it's, and I, you know, I sit down to have a drink, and like then Bill Burr like comes up and sits next to you. You're like, is it, right. "Hey, what's up, man?" You're like, "Hey," and like, you know, they just act like you know, they're not. You'll never get that in other art forms. Like, you'll never watch. You ever see like Tom Cruise?
Just hanging out with.
Yeah, you never see him at acting
extras or something.
First year actors. You know?
Yeah. Is speaking of Bill Burr real quick, is he as angry as he is in person? Like, is he as angry as he is on podcasts in person?
No, I don't think so. I think that's like a, I mean, you'd have to ask him, but I think it's a amped up version of him.
Amped,
but
I'll get
like,
exaggerated.
But he's kind of cool. Like, Bill Burr's cool as hell. He's not, like, he's more approachable than some comics you think that are probably approachable. He's like actually really cool.
Wow.
I've seen Bill Burr like be sitting, you know, like talking to another comic after a show and like people walking out of the showroom, you know, after they just saw him. And like, I've seen a couple one time, like kind of off to the side, like maybe like 7 feet away from him, like just kind of like staring, like scared to ask him for a picture, you know?
Mm-hmm.
While he's having a conversation, they're kind of looking like, there he is, you know, there he is.
Right.
And then him notice it and, like, stop his conversation and be like, you guys are going to fucking stand there all night? You're going to come and take a picture of me or what? You know, like,
right.
He's, like, in a nice, like, with a smile, you know, like, friendly. And they're like, oh, can we? He's like, yeah, get the fuck over here. Come on, you know. He's really nice. Like,
that's cool hearing really stories like that.
And he's awesome, too, with, he won't ever, like, overly bump comics, which is really cool to him.
Are there comics that like always bump people?
Some are. They're in town. Like if the Bell's in town here, you can cancel the whole show. You know, I mean, because he's earned that, right? I mean, he's obviously people want to see him more than anybody.
But right.
If the Bell comes to a club, he's doing an hour. You know, there's no. Oh, I'll do a quick 15 minutes and then I'm getting off. You know, he's like, but the crowd's happy. You know,
right.
Everybody's happy, probably. Even if you get bumped, it's not you're happy just to see them, you know?
Right. Are there any, like, comics that people, when they come in, they're just like, oh, god damn it, that person's here?
Nah, not that I know of, for the most part. Bird, if he bumps, he's so nice. Like, he'll just be like, I've seen him do, like, 10 minutes, you know, just to get in a quick, like, if he comes on the show, he'll just do 10 minutes, and he'll get off. And
okay.
And they, believe me, he does not have to do that. Like, he can, right. like, get on the show and do...
Take it 40, over.
You know, like, in 30, and nobody would say anything. Like, mm-hmm. But he's, like, a comic. Like, he's, like... He's like, ah, you know, people are like, oh, do more. He's like, nah, you know, people got time. Because he remembers what it's like to be in that right. position. When you,
which
like,
is, yeah, and that's cool as fuck that, like, there are guys like that. Like, hearing stories like that, that's awesome. Because, you know, there are some guys where you kind of don't know, like, oh, I wonder if that guy is, like, that cool outside of his stand-up or his podcast, whatever. So, like, when you, like, hearing stories like that, that is cool to hear. I'm sure for everybody that likes Burr or anybody else, you know. But real quick, before you go, I usually, when I have a guest on, we do, like, a debate topic. And
okay.
we yeah. do a couple, like, you know those Barstool answer the internet questions?
You broke up a little bit.
Oh, have you seen those, like, the Barstool Sports answer the internet?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, well, then that's perfect, because then you'll be hearing these for the first time, hopefully. So I'll ask you a couple of those, and then we'll do, like, two of the debate topics.
Yeah, sure.
All right. So first one is, if you could beat the shit out of one fictional character, who would it be?
If I could beat the shit out of one fictional character, who would it be? I got to go with... Superman sounds too generic. I feel like Superman.
Wow, really Superman. Generic. You don't like Superman?
Like, I mean, only because they'll give me a lot of street cred.
Wow.
I feel like the ladies would be in me. They'd be like, oh, this guy. I'm like, yeah, I whoop Superman's ass. Like, nobody's touching you if you whoop Superman's ass at all.
That's actually a good one. I don't know who I originally said I would, but then I got balls deep into Game of Thrones, and
yep.
I switched mine to Joffrey. I don't know if you watch Game of Thrones.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man, that little entitled prick. Fuck him. but the next Superman. Wow. Just for the street cred. Anyway. Would you rather give the first 90% or the last 10% of a blowjob?
That would never happen. I'd probably do the first 90 so I could bite somebody's dick off.
Wow. Wow.
I think Chappelle has an old joke about that. Yeah.
I guess I don't know, because I said I originally said the last 10% just because, you know, I heard Ari Shaffir say he would do the last 10% for the experience, and I was like, you know what, if it's okay for him, then I guess it's okay for me. But then I was thinking, do I really want that last 10%? And I don't know, because I don't think I'd be good, so I think the first 90 would be rough.
Yeah, I guess I'd bite off in the first. It'd be
you found a loophole to that one.
Yeah.
Wow.
I think it's weird that nobody, when people get asked that question, like nobody, people assume they're going to be just that good at it for night. I just thought, I'm going to be so bad that it'd be like, you know, that somebody would scream in agony and they run off.
Wow. You, I'm surprised that you found the loophole. And I'm surprised that no one else thought of that, actually. That's what I'm more shocked of, is that no one else thought, I'll just bite it, you know? and then the last one of these, I'm sure you've heard this one before. Armed with a bat in an open field with 10-year-olds coming at you, just sprinting, how many do you take down before they get you?
Oh, man. Girls or boys?
They're mixed.
Okay.
They're mixed genders, mixed ethnicities, you know?
Oh, man.
Diversity.
I don't know. It depends, like, if they're all the same height. I'm assuming all 10-year-olds are on the same height.
Yeah.
I figured I could get at least three on one good swing. Like, you know, like,
that's what
like,
I'm, bah, 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 bah.
Like, I would just do that and just, you know what I would do? Like a whirling dervish, like a...
Just spin?
Like, yeah, just be spinning. Like, bah, 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 you know,
well, they're coming in waves, too. They're coming in waves of 10, probably.
Oh, like, yeah, I'd probably get a good 40, 48, 50.
You're really only, you're only giving yourself credit for 48?
Yeah, because most kids, I feel like most kids are going to be scared once they see the couple kids' heads.
Yeah, the dude, that first kid.
I think they're
going to be
tentative. And that tentative step is going to make me give me more time to sweat. But damn, that first cracking of that first kid's head would be amazing.
Yeah.
Like a melon.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, I'm hitting that thing like McGuire, yeah, all roided up.
Man, but that'd be
The God. Yeah, I'm with you on that.
And they would always, and the crying would be epic.
I crying. You said the what?
The crying.
Oh my
crying
God!
Would be so epic. Oh my God! Because you wouldn't kill them at first. You just have like. They beat their heads.
Oh my God!
Could be conscious enough to cry. That'd be pretty funny, like that.
Dude, I didn't even think of that part of it.
They'd be on the ground, holding their heads, crying.
Oh my God! Just 40 10-year-olds just all crying in unison.
Oh my, holding their heads. Yeah, yeah.
Wow, that's pretty fucking brutal. All right, now we'll do. You just you kind of just do say all day, and then you give your reason why, or no way, and that'd be your reason why. It's basically like it's like a spinoff of King It or Sting It on that podcast. I don't know if you've listened to it or not with Theo and Brendan. The first one is white girls with cornrows.
Wait, I have my options all day or never.
What? All day or no way?
They can look good some, but I'm leaning more towards no way.
Wow.
Than all day.
Why is that?
I like all day on a big. I'm like because there's like not a because Brooke. No, who's the lady from like the 70s who had that?
I know who you're talking about. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know what her name was, but
back in the 70s, right?
Yeah, yeah. Which all the girls copied off of.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And because most of them look terrible because you go to Mexico or you go to some vacation place and they have.
Have you ever Googled white girls with cornrows?
No.
I recommend it.
Oh really? Kim K had them. Kim Kardashian.
Is she white?
No. White enough.
She's white enough to count.
White to black people.
Oh, that I get that, I guess.
Yeah, yeah.
But she's not white to white people.
Yeah, exactly.
We're like, I don't see it. She's way too tan.
Yeah, I feel like if you're anything or people have to ask what you are, then you're white.
Okay, that, you know what, man? That's fair enough. That's fair enough.
People like have to ask, like,
you gotta question it.
Italian or Greek or...
You're white.
Or Persian. I'm like, yeah.
I'm all day. I think you'll change your mind if you Googled white girls with cornrows and you saw like there's a couple bad ones on there, man.
Yeah.
Change your life.
Yeah.
And then the last one we'll do is bottle service. All day or no way.
All day. Then you have, that means you have a seat.
You're all day on that one?
But it means you have somewhere to sit in a club in L.A.
You're doing it for the seat, because you're in VIP.
Yeah, people stand up all day. People stand all... Now all the clubs now, they have so many bottle service tables that, like, you're kind of, like, just, like, you're standing awkwardly amongst a bunch of dudes, because all the girls get taken to the bottle service table. So you're
right. So I'm no way on the bottle service, just because I think it's such a, like... Such a weird flex to do that and be like
overpaid for alcohol,
right? And it's like you played yourself. You just paid $400 for a $50 bottle of vodka.
Yeah, but I never imagine when you say bottle service, I don't imagine me paying for it.
I meant like, is it for you?
No, I would get bottle service, but But I for sure show up if somebody had it.
If somebody was like, yo, we got bottle service, you're like, cool, I'm there.
It means we don't have to stand in line and we have a place to sit and we can invite girls over.
I understand that. I definitely understand that. I meant,
but me paying balls are like, no, that's never happened. I think I maybe have gotten, I can't say, but I don't think I've ever gotten bottle service. I've never paid for bottle service.
I think I got bottle service like one time, and it was like five of us.
Yeah, so, I think I split it one time like that.
Yeah, it was five dudes and one bottle of vodka, and I'm like.
Like, everybody puts in, like, in Vegas, I remember we got a cabana. And we got a cabana during a day pool party.
Oh,
I think
Jesus.
Our bottle service was like $1,800 for like.
Oh, my God.
I think $1,800, but it was. I think it was like 12 of us or 11 of us. But
still not enough people.
Yeah, but what they do in Vegas is like you pay for a cabana for $1,800 or whatever it is. You then have to order. You basically have to meet up to that max, and if you don't spend it, you lose it, right? So you basically spend $1,800. They go, $1,800 for cabana. It's 12 for you guys. That's why most guys are too often inviting girls over, because you can't drink all this stuff by yourself.
Right.
It's too much, like, because you're like, oh, then they give you a menu, and it's like, oh, absolute, I'm not absolute, but like, you know, Belvedere Vodka, $4.50, tequila, Patron, $5.50, this, $300, you know, $50.
So you're getting like beer, six bottles of vodka.
Yeah, so you're all of a sudden you're sitting with three bottles of alcohol, and like, then you start ordering food and nachos and all kinds of stuff at the pool, because you're like, bro, because at the end of it, you're like, damn, we have $200 left. We need to
right. spend it. That would get exhausting.
Like, so then you start inviting people. Hey, you guys want a drink? You guys hungry? Mm-hmm. You order something, you know, because you're trying to get to $1,800 without wasting it. You know?
Right. It's a lot of money, man. But anyway, I know you got to get out of here. I appreciate you coming on again, man.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on, man. Yeah. I appreciate you. Keep doing the Lord's work. Keep supporting this comedy, man.
Of course, of course. Do you got anything you wanted to plug?
Just my Instagram, I guess. At my name is Murph. At my name is Murph. Yeah.
All right. Ball mill marriage. And I will. I'll have that link in the description, so you guys can go just click that and follow him.
All right.
All right, man. Thanks again for coming on.
Okay. Bye.
Later. There it was. That was David Murphy. It's always good talking to him. It's always good talking to somebody that you're comfortable with. and he's definitely one of the good ones in the stand-up world. I know he wouldn't, you know, say anything bad about anyone, but it's fun to ask, you know, try to stir something up. But yeah. He's definitely one of the good ones. I enjoy talking to him. I'm going to reach out to him and see if there's anybody that he thinks I should reach out to. And that's really it. I just listened to Wiz Khalifa on Rogan, which was an awesome podcast. So, I don't know what Wiz Khalifa song we should... Oh, this is what we could go out to. Yeah, this is what we'll go out to. I appreciate you guys for listening. If you are a comic, know any comics, or if you are a musical artist or anything and you want to come on the podcast, DM me. Instagram is John Thozeski, JONTHOZESKI. If you don't know how to spell my name, I don't know how you found my podcast. But I appreciate it, and... Until next time, guys.
Yeah.
Peace.
You niggas know it's the gang to kill yourself, right? Yeah. Yo. Red hat, black chucks, black 501s on. That's your baby mama, but her number's in my iPhone. Yeah, I got a girl, but I swear I need a newer bitch. Let her rock the house and I'll be leaving here with your bitch. I'm flying in a different city every night. Got everything I ever wanted, so this can't be life. Breaking down the weed, about to make a plane. 100 niggas with me, all reppin' Taylor Gang.